Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the natural state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope everybody is having a wonderful day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on. Believe it or not, we are in the first full weekend of July. Now, our friends at Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas are offering Tales from the Tombstones on July 6th. You can join park interpreter Jeffrey at the historic town site for a stroll to a cemetery that's over 200 years old. Learn what happened when Death's Shadow came to call at Davidsonville and why you should never cut down a cedar tree. Hmm. Now, the walk will leave the visitor center promptly at 9 a.m., and participants should come prepared for a hike in the woods. Powhatan Historic State Park in Powhatan is offering a canning workshop on July 7th. Now, if you have an abundance of fresh produce that you've either grown in your own garden or picked up at the farmer's market, this is a workshop for you. You can join the park staff and learn how to can food so it stays good all year long. Participants will learn the history of canning and get some tips for making canning . Now, our friends in Fairfield Bay are going to celebrate July 4th on more than one day. It's the 4th of July celebration in Fairfield Bay. It's being held July 4th through the 8th. The celebration includes fireworks shows, parades, and other ways to celebrate Independence Day. And the cool thing about it, you can view the fireworks from land or boat. Nothing better. And finally, if you're in the mood for some music, the Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View is the place to be. The park is hosting their annual Shape Notes Singing Gathering on July 5th through the 7th, which features sessions on Shape Notes singing, teaching seminars, and, of course, performances. Now, on July 6th, the park's featured concert is Sad Daddy, one of Arkansas's best-loved acoustic bands, and they'll be performing their own original brand of roots music with a style and feel that's unique as their humble Arkansas beginnings. All feature concerts at the Ozark Folk Center State Park include a matinee set from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Outdoor Pavilion in the Craft Village and an evening performance in the Ozark Folk Center Auditorium from 7 to 9 p.m. The park's matinee concert on July 7th features Bill and the Bells, an old-time quintet featuring bass, fiddle, guitar, banjo, and clarinet. The group explores the sounds of pre-war country and popular music. So, great music at the Ozark Folk Center State Park. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.